Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, we are back for another installment. I know you guys missed us of No Filter Radio with Zatarap, Pam, and Gina. We've been missing for like a week, but no worries. We are back and cracking. So tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in. We're going to kind of keep it short and sweet this weekend. I am one half of Zatarap, Pam, and Gina. I am Gina, better known as Queez J, and I have my Pam on the line. Go ahead and speak, Pam.
I know they missed us. Like, it's not even, I know y'all missed
us. No, they
did
ask
you, though. We're back. I know y'all missed us, but we back. Don't worry. But like she said, we're going to keep it short and cute. We're going to do predictions and reviews, right? Predictions,
yes.
And reviews.
With prediction and reviews.
Yeah, we got the double impact card this weekend. We got a couple battles that dropped this week. Some really good battles, actually, that just dropped this week, actually, that I'm actually excited to.
I think URL is trying to be on a bully a little bit because they dropped Snake Eyes and Ryder, and then they dropped Mike P and Tink. What was that, Monday or Tuesday, one of the two?
Right.
And then they turned around and dropped Swayze and Danny today, and then somebody else dropped. Recently, I want to say Sunday they dropped Cortez and Chilla. I think I want to say it was Sunday.
I wonder who else they dropping because they just seem to be on the dropping.
I think they dropping a battle Friday, yo. I'm anticipating that. I think they are. Rumor has it. So
who they dropping?
I don't know.
Does rumor has it?
I don't know who.
I
wish
if
I
rumor
did.
Has it. Who?
I think it's every other day.
If that's crazy. They really trying to come full swing, full throttle.
I think they doing it like that because, you know, double impact, I guess it makes sense. It's like a card of two-on-twos. So they kind of,
right.
I think they're dropping like two battles a day besides, like, or two battles. Like, they just dropping battles. It's like, boom, boom, boom. They going to make sure you got something to watch to keep them at the front of your mind for the event that's happening this weekend at Irvin Plaza, if my memory serves me correctly.
Irvin Plaza. Which is a huge, huge, big ass place. Gonna hold a lot of people. I mean, I can only imagine the amount of the crowd that's gonna come out for this. I'm a little skeptical personally on the whole card of 2-on-2s. I'm a little skeptical right now with my idea of the whole card being a bunch of 2-on-2s because a majority of these guys have never even worked together before, never. You know, never done a 2-on-2 with each other. So I'm hopeful, but I'm very skeptical on how this is going to work. I'm very skeptical. I don't see it turning out too hot, but like I said, I'm going to keep my options open and I'm going to keep an open mind that maybe it'll turn into something fire. I can't see it right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of open
one,
mind.
One 2-on-2 battle.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep an open mind because one 2-on-2 battle, that's already like that already takes a lot out of me. So the card is pretty one already is just like, oh my god, it's over. And it's I think 1, 2, 3, 4 is five. It is five of them. So it's gonna be a lot to take in. I'll say that. It is definitely gonna be a lot to take in. I will say that. It'll be a lot to take it. I'm excited to see how it turns out.
I think that it has the makings to be a very nice event. Now, with that being said, we know when you put, like, a bunch of big names together recently, like, within the last year, they tend to let me, me personally, I only can speak for me, they tend to have let me down. I've been disappointed in a lot of the vets or whatever hell they want to consider themselves. They definitely disappointed me in more ways than one. But I'm going to cross my fingers. Like you said, a lot of these guys don't work together, period. Like, they don't sit around and have, like, bounce ideas off each other. So for them to be thrown with a two-on-two, it's just like,
I keep my hopes up.
It's just weird.
You get your... what'd you say?
We gonna just pray, cross our fingers. I'm coming. Gina will be back in New York. I swear to God, I feel like I've been in New York like 4 times in less than 6 months.
You might as well just move already and just call it a day.
I damn this year because these flights ain't that cheap, man. Getting these rentals and hotels and all that shit is not cheap.
You might as well just move and call it a day.
I damn near need to just give me a little studio, keep that shit just set, you know what I'm saying, set up.
Call it a day, like simple as that.
I think I should. I'm definitely in the building. Shout out to everybody that I will see. Hopefully I get to see a lot of faces. This will be like my first big URL, and I go to like the smaller ones. We'll see. So don't let me down, URL, because when I came to the clean or anything for the first time, and no shade to people or staff or vague, it was not anything that really they could control. But I was completely turned off by that. So hopefully this won't be a turn off for me.
But then again, those are a bunch of females. So what do you expect? Like, those are a bunch of women.
Yeah, catty.
A bunch
catty,
of catty,
catty
women. Yes, a bunch of catty, petty women. So I wasn't expecting anything less than that, to be honest. So,
no,
I mean,
no,
I
no, no. Granted, I expected some drama.
I just wasn't expecting it to be that. Drama
it was
filled.
To that capacity. Like, it was like six fights, physical fights. These weren't verbal arguments with people. These people were physical. It was too much. But off of them, let's go. I'm going to recap the battles that I did watch. I'm not going to ever give an opinion on something I did not see myself. So I did not see. I didn't watch Swave and Danny because it dropped today. I did not watch.
I didn't watch Swave and Danny yet either.
That dropped yesterday. I'm sorry, but shout out to ARP, RBE. I did not watch that yet. But I will today. I kind of been busy. I've been pulling like some overtime hours, and working and school, whatever. So
yeah, I didn't
no
get
excuse.
To watch Danny and I didn't. It is an excuse. So how do you mean it's no excuse? I didn't get to watch Danny and Danny Myers and Strafe Stevie yet either. But I will get a chance to check it out as soon as possible when I get around to it. The only ones I've been watching have been, I watched Mike P and Tink the Demon, and of course I watched, we were there for Ryder and Snake Eyes.
We were. And so I remember talking to Snake Eyes, and I remember he said that he heard us.
Well, you can hear me clearly. Versus
clearly,
somebody.
No. Remember when we recapped that event? We said Ryder won. Like, we said Ryder won. He didn't forget that because he legit still taught me. Like, when I reached out to him because I was going to try and get him on the show one day or whatever, he was like, y'all, Pam and Gina, y'all the one said I lost.
Wait, we told Ryder he lost?
No, we told Snake Eyes he lost. I told Ryder he won. We told Ryder he won. I think, and I watched it, and I still think Ryder won.
Ryder won on camera and he won in the building. He did. I'm sorry. Snake Eyes did his thing. He didn't like get bodied, but yo, first of all, I went into the battle kind of, let me not say doubting Ryder. I wasn't doubting him. I was a little skeptical of how he was going to do because I've seen him before. And, you know, I've seen him before, and he had, like, a couple chokes, couple slip-ups. So I was a little skeptical of how he was going to do. Plus, I'm looking at Snake Eyes, and I'm looking at this nigga, and I'm like, this nigga's about to spit the most fire shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
He had that look.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, he is about the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. Which he did, well, not the craziest shit, but he did, you know, he did come with it. But, yo, Ryder had so many fucking quotables. He had so many bars that I can't just go back. He had that Adele line. He had that Snake and Arabian music. Like, he had so many quotes. He had that Rodman.
He was just, you could tell he got that glow at the end.
Oh, my God.
So,
I mean, he was just coming.
For sure. he brought that old feel back, because I talked to, like, Ike and stuff, and I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to get a feel, like, measure a weight, like, just kind of hear, put my ear and ask people, like, what you think, you know what I'm saying? So you tell me what you think, and they said, oh, he got that feel. Snake Eyes got that street feel that everybody loves.
No, absolutely.
So much. Like, the original, like, the people that, like, not the newer fans, but, like, the people that have been watching Battle Rap for years, like, we have, that's a sound that we resonated with because we're used to that. So Snake Eyes definitely got that feel, that street shit, that. I just think, personally, for me, I don't know if it's a pin thing. Somebody call me a nerd. But, I still think, you know what I'm saying, I just personally just like the pin thing, and Ryder had that for me. So I have Ryder in
the
battle. I'm
going
to say 2-1, possibly 3-0. Nobody, though. It wasn't a body.
I'm going to say, I watched it twice now. We were there in person, and I watched it twice, and each time I said Ryder 3-0. And it's not a body. It's not like, oh, 3-0 clear and a body. He, you know, Snake Eyes did not get every round. Ryder's performance was better, I think. And his material was way better. You know what I'm saying? There were so many things that Ryder said that, like, just had me like, yo, this nigga is wicked. So I would definitely have to say Ryder 3-0. It wasn't a body. It wasn't, you know, nothing like that. But he shocked, and plus, part of it was because he also shocked the hell out of me, too. Because I was going in.
It could have been he was the underdog, and you know.
He was underdog, and I love an underdog.
For a lot
I love a good underdog story.
Anticipated Snake Eyes to take it completely. So.
I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I did think that Snake Eyes was just going to come in there and walk right over him, and then that was just going to be the end of it. I did think that was what was going to happen. So the fact that that's not what happened at all definitely had me like, yo, this nigga, I mean, my favorite bar that Ryder said was the juice bar. Said even if you had the juice, you couldn't turn Ryder into Ryder Man. It's like, and you can clearly hear me because I was standing behind the camera. So you can clearly hear my annoying voice. I got to remember that. I got to be quiet.
Because you know,
you can clearly.
Look, I would say this because I'm such, like, full of myself. I'm like, and I'm full of our brand, Pam and Gina. Everybody's getting familiar with Pam and Gina and Coochie Gang. And when he said the damn Gina bar, and he was like, put the bird in the box thing, and you know, it went fucking crazy. I went nuts, yo, because I'm sitting there like, talk that
Gina
shit.
Yes, you can clearly hear us because we. The two of us and Brittany, we were standing right behind, and Ash, actually, too. We all were standing right behind the camera. So you can clearly hear us yelling and screaming like we don't have no damn sense. Plus, I feel like my voice now is, like, so distinct that, like, even when I'm watching back, like, videos from the trap, you can clearly hear my voice, and it's so annoying. And I keep telling people, like, look, when I start, tell me to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Tell me to calm down. But sometimes when the bars start hitting me, it's like the Holy Ghost. It's like, I can't control this. It's like, oh, my God, I can't control that. But, yeah, I give it to – I'm confident saying Ryder 3-0. I'm very confident. Every round, 1, 2, and 3. But, like I said, it wasn't a body. Snake Eyes definitely came with it. I'm excited to see what the both of them do in the near future. I actually know who Ryder's next opponent is going to be. I don't know if I'm liable to say, but I'm not.
I don't think you're liable to say either, but I know too.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see that. I did tell him to leave me out of this one, but I'm excited to see.
I think
Snake Eyes
got something
next month.
So shout out to him. They all are amazing.
Yes, they both.
I'm excited to see it. Like, the new wave of niggas is coming through right now. I really, really appreciate it. This, I hope, if anything, if the vets don't choose to retire, that they would at least feel the pressure to do better. Like, if they see
you
how
what?
The new guys are doing.
You know what? With you saying that, because I read your post the other day when you said, you know, hopefully the new wave of niggas will make the vets feel some pressure and make them, you know, want to do better or hang it up. And I got to tell you the truth, I don't think that's what it should do. It really should put the pressure on them to want to do better, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I really think at this point a majority of them are just in a comfortable spot that these new niggas, they could put on 100 different great performances, and it still wouldn't make a difference to them. They are still going to be like, I'm still going to get a couple racks for the show, so who gives a damn how many good shows you put on, because niggas are still going to pay me a rack just to bless the stage. So I think right now it comes down to like a morality thing. You know what I'm saying? I just think it comes down to morality. Like,
well, I want them to stand in front of some of these new monsters then. I want them to get humbled a few times. Like, if they take a few of these niggas like Zach and just take these losses, like, fuck it then. If you don't want to do what you got to do, take an L. Take a few L's, and then maybe you'll be like, you know what?
Yes.
It's my pride.
Let me humble you. I'm down for some of these niggas getting humbled. Not clips, though. Everybody else, I'm all for y'all getting humbled real quick. I'm all for it. Let's not get it twisted. Clips don't need to get humbled by nobody. By nobody. Because even if he don't show up 100%, he is still that nigga. So can't nobody humble Clips, right? They can humble, you know, Surf and all them niggas, but they cannot humble Clips. That's impossible. Just saying. You know, just fucking saying. You can't humble Clips. I'm sorry.
It be fans, you know what?
Like not,
you gonna be one of them damn fans.
I know Stan, but you cannot humble Clips. You can't humble Charlie Clips. You can humble A-Verb, and you can humble Rex. You can humble the fuck out of Rex. You know what I'm saying? And you can humble the fuck out of Two Surf after you put on that performance against A-Verb. You can humble them niggas. Humble them. You can't humble no damn Clips. Fuck out my face.
I think that they, speaking of these, that leads me to, oh, wait, no, we can't do that yet. We're not going to do the double impact predictions yet because we still have some.
We
got to
go over Mike T and Tink the Demon.
And Mike T and Tink. And
did
I
you watch
Mike
it? You watched
too.
It.
I definitely watched it.
I did too.
I gave it 2-1
Mike
P. I gave
it 2-1. Me too. Me too. I gave Mike P. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, baby.
No, go ahead, boo.
I gave Mike P the second round. Clearly got the second round. And
right.
I edged the first round to him. I edged him the first, and I gave him the second. Clearly, no debate. Like, the second round, if anybody says Tink the Demon got that, clearly should just not watch Battle Rock at all. So I gave Mike P the second round, clearly, and I gave him the first round. The third round, I gave Tink the Demon because I felt like what he was saying. I didn't like either of the third rounds, to be honest with you. I wasn't feeling either of the third rounds. So,
me neither.
I think they both lost steam that third round.
They both lost some steam.
Right, because they put all their energy into the first and second rounds. Yeah, they put all their energy into the first and second, so I feel like they lost steam. So I edged the third round to Tink the Demon, slightly edged, just because, you know, I didn't really like either, so I gave it to Tink. But I gave it to Mike P overall. A lot of people say Mike P 3-0, which I can't argue Mike P 3-0, but I gave it to Mike P 2-1. Say if somebody says Tink the Demon 3-0, I'm gonna lose my mind. I will lose my shit. I will fucking lose it.
I
will fucking flip
too,
the fuck
man.
Out.
I wish you with the rounds and everything. 2-1 Mike P. So I'm getting messages from people. I'm reading people that are listening to us. So they say like somebody. I must be a nerd. I think people
they're
think
coming,
that
they're coming to me because of that clip statement, aren't they? I know they're coming for me about that clip
statement. No,
shit.
No, no,
they're
not. They're not. It's funny because they don't think that I don't know. I just found this peace, like this inner peace about myself. So I got to a point where, and I was talking to Hustle. Shout out to Hustle, too. She's beyond the internet wild. And I'm trying to tell her that you only become a target like when you're a threat to someone. So people are listening to
Jesus.
We are definitely somebody. Well, I value our opinion. I value your opinion, Nico. I value Ash Cat and Morgan.
And you know I value your opinion.
Shout out to Coochie Gang. You know what I'm saying? They said I'm a nerd because the choices I make when I say a battle, I'm a pen person. I've said this a billion times.
Anybody that knows you knows that.
Anybody, right, if you follow me or ever had a conversation with me about battle rap, you know that I'm a fiend for pen. Like, my favorite battle rapper is, like, pen is fucking lethal. Like, come on. Like, it's ether. So if you can tell me I'm a nerd because I prefer
your
pen.
Your favorite battle rapper's pen is dope. Don't drag it and say it's lethal. I hate that. His head dope. It ain't lethal, though. You wildin', because he ain't reach GOAT. When you reach GOAT status, then we can say your shit is lethal. That little nigga ain't reach GOAT status yet. Feel me? He on the way, though, but he ain't reach GOAT status yet. He on the way, all but right. He ain't reached goal status.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Let's not be insulting.
I'm just saying.
Let's not
you
be insulting.
You know every time when you say that, I got to throw a little jab at you. You know that.
Right.
You should expect this by now.
I throw a little jab at Cliff. You throw a little jab at JC. It works.
You
it's
should
fine.
Expect this by now. I got to throw a jab out there.
Anybody that knows me, like everybody knows Nico is rocking with Clips. Like you can't say shit about Clips. Nico ain't having it. I personally know everybody know I'm rocking with JC or people that have pins.
I mean, okay,
somebody,
that is cool.
Somebody
but,
just messaged me and said that you're a bad influence on
my life. I'm a bad influence on you. That's what they said. They said I'm a bad influence on you.
Yes.
Oh my God! Seriously? Why? Yeah. Ask why. Because I don't really be doing or saying shit to influence people. I really don't. Crazy that person said that because I have been told that before. I have been told that my opinion tends to sway the masses, and I don't understand how. I don't
you know
what how
is?
My little ass opinion can sway the masses. Nobody cares what I say. Besides myself.
When you come in,
so,
you bring an atmosphere to change the atmosphere, which is good. The thing is, people don't use it for evil, Ma. That means you can sway. If you could sway an entire room, that you a force to be reckoned with. Fuck that. Own
Let
that.
Let me explain something to you.
Rock
I
with that.
Wrote, I made a recap in the group about I went to a battle rap event, and I made a recap. I made a recap about the event, and one of the battle rappers got so mad at me because I said he lost. He got so upset with me. He's like, you know, when you say I lost, niggas is not going to even check for my battle. They're just going to believe what you say. What?
You know what?
What I say. Like, who? You going to go on your radio show and you going to tell niggas I lost? Nigga, please, all right? If I go on my radio show and say your name, they're going to ask you who the hell I'm talking about. So relax. Like, it's not that deep. Nobody
we get
cares
a lot
what
of,
I say,
a
my opinion.
You can see my computer is lit up with message boxes on Facebook. A lot of people, somebody said that, and don't let me get my statement out, Nico. Don't cuss me and don't yell first. Let me say it, and then you can say
I don't curse so, and yell.
I gotta change my image up
because people think I'm really crazy.
When I say end, then you can say something back. It says, Clips is lazy as F word. JC used to be one of my faves, but he spits a whole lot of filler. But he raps so nice.
I mean, and then JC did just steal a battle. So, I mean, like.
He what? Nah, we ain't doing that.
I ain't
no,
even
ma'am.
Rocking with him so much because, like, that nigga really just walked off
no,
and stole
no,
a whole battle. Like,
no, ma'am. No,
like,
ma'am.
Like, I ain't seen nobody besides you and JC and the judges who's like, yeah, JC clearly won. Like, no, the fuck that nigga did it. No, the fuck that
I
nigga did it. Jay Murder got robbed like a bitch. And I will go to the grave with that. Jay Murder
got
robbed.
Persona. No, Jay Murder had a very aggressive persona. And he was talking that street shit. So this is, again, street versus pen.
Maybe
I like
street shit, though, sometimes, you know? Sometimes I like street shit.
You have a right to that.
It wasn't just street shit he was saying that, though. He wasn't just saying street shit, though. Let's keep it a buck. He wasn't just saying a bunch of, I'm going to kick the door down with an AK-47, all that extra shit. He wasn't just saying street shit. He was saying a lot of shit that, you know, was out of the ordinary. He was saying a lot of shit that was like, yo, what the fuck this nigga's wiggins? But, you know, what do I know, right? Once again,
I think the greatest thing about battle rap, I will say the stuff that's been dropping within the last month or two, every league that's putting it out. Shout out to URL. Shout out to Traps. Shout out to RBE. Shout out to Walker. All these people. I want to thank y'all because what y'all doing is putting the fun back into debating. So these battles that are coming, and for every battle rapper that's standing in front of the camera and on those stages, you guys are putting, I mean, give or take a few vets, no shade. But you know what I'm saying?
And you know
you are
what?
Putting on. So thank you.
You know what? That goes back to a conversation that I was having with someone the other day, about whether or not. Shout out to RB and shout out to Adam and ARP and the whole. I said Adam and ARP, like they're not the same person. Shout out to ARP, to RB, the whole movement for putting on the team on team and having judges, because I was having a discussion about whether or not there should be judge battle. I say no. I say unless it's for money and unless it's like, you know, a team on team as like RBE did, then judging should be out, because it takes away the essence of battle rap. It takes away us debating and it takes away the fun of debating, because me and you can go back and forth on JC and J Murder all day until we blew in the face. But at the end of the day, JC won, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we can go back and forth. But at the end of the day, there's a clear winner. And I feel like once you have a clear winner, it kinda sorta just is just like, what's the point of debating? You won. So there's no point. And plus,
well,
when you're judging
the battle, technically JC can say I won by the vote of three, but you know what I'm saying, J Murder can be like, if we switched out those three for somebody else, like scattered, it's still for debate. It's not something like clear cut. It ain't on a point system. You get what I'm saying? It's not like
right.
They count, like with boxing, you know, they count punches and like,
oh
miss,
my God.
Like whatever, he like
oh,
boom, boom. It's still up for debate.
There needs to be like a ranking system. There needs to be like some kind of ranking or point system.
But the thing is,
battle rap,
it can't though, because, and I'm going to say this only because it's very hard to classify what you would consider a punch, what you would consider a bar. Some people are like, that's filler, that doesn't count, that can be a deduction, but then somebody else is like, no, that's not, I think that is a bar, or I think that is a punch, or I think that's a part of it. Set up, boom, boom, boom. It's too broad.
You know a punch, that's bullshit. You know a punch when you hear punch. You can't confuse a punch for something else. That's a motherfucking punch. Like, you know a punch when you get one.
No,
if
I mean,
I had
sometimes
a ranking
they're
system,
clear. No, sometimes some punches are clear.
Yeah,
because you consider like the Arabian bar that Ryder said with the snake thing. See, I've seen that as like very clear coming. Like, it's almost like a very predictable thing. So I don't consider that a bar. I consider that more when you think of snake charmer, you don't hear in the Arabian music in a dot, and you see the nigga sitting Indian
that
style or whatever.
That shit was fire.
With a damn
that
thing.
Shit was fire.
I'm not
that
saying it
was
wasn't
fire.
Nice. I'm just saying I would give it
so
a very
we
low ranking
points
punch.
Away from predictability? We taking
that's,
away, if it's
yep,
predictable, that takes
saying.
Away points?
That's what I'm saying. You said it should be like a ranking or a point system. There's no way we can. Battle rap is too broad. It's objective. That's
no,
what it is.
It's
too much objective.
No, hell no.
Oh,
You get a jury of people, and they decide on five things or what is going to be ranked. The bars, punches, delivery, performance, and all that
shit. I can't believe it.
And they rank it on those things. You can't. All right. Listen, I'm not going to rank no fucking battle on pen. That's just me personally. I'm not going to rank a battle on pen over bars and performance. Like, that's not me. I'm going to look, when I'm watching a battle, I look for performance. I look for bars. I look for punches. That's the type of shit I look for. Bars, punches, delivery, the whole shebang. You would look for pen and yada, yada, yada. And that's cool, but if there's going to be judged battles, then there needs to be a ranking system. Like, people have to come up with a ranking system. And because battle rap is, you're going to have to narrow it down into, if they're going to, now, this is to say if there will be judging, which I don't agree with, but if it so comes that they want to start judging, then you have to narrow it down and make it a ranking system to 5 to 6 things or 5 to 7 things.
Well,
whatever,
battle rap, well,
on what
is,
you're
going
to regulate.
It's a rarity for people. It's a very rare thing for people to actually judge battles. So it's not likely that we would see it. In the format that ARP and the RBE brand did it with the team versus team thing, that makes sense. Like, everybody has their
experience.
You would want to see that again? Like a team versus a team?
Team versus team, hell yeah. All these good
guys. I mean, that's a very dope concept.
Count.
Shout out to RBE. Somebody
all these battle rap
Christmas
shit,
so I'm getting like three different messages. One says performance can only go so far, then another says, but that's why niggas like Hitman Holla survive, mostly performance because his pen is weak. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's
I'm
different.
I'm not just
because...
saying performance alone, though. I'm not
no,
saying
no, no, no. I'm saying that's why I said that it's too broad to ever be like something that's like banded across the entire culture. And I say that because everybody values something differently. I personally value pen more than I give a fuck about the performance. You know what I'm saying?
But
you,
you
care more about
value one thing, Jaquie.
I'm not discrediting performances.
I'm saying it values differently.
I just weigh it differently. Like for me, bars weigh they carry more weight for me with me. Versus, like, with somebody else that prefers performance over bars. Like, if their performance is out the window, they can have subpar bars, and it survives. People that love Hitman Holla have to be those type of people because he has, a mediocre pen. If not less than mediocre pen, but his performance is outstanding. So, for them, that weighs a lot. Versus me, like, I prefer JC, but JC doesn't really translate well to a big stage because performance is something that he's, like, eh about. You get what I'm saying? That's why I prefer JC, because of Pinch. So everybody weighs differently. That's why it would be very hard to ever get a general consensus to judge anything, because everybody weighs stuff differently. You get what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. You have to come – everybody judges things differently, but that's where you would have to narrow it down as to what you would be – as to what to rank them on. When you judge in boxing and you judge in, like, beauty pageants and shit, you got swimwear, you got evening gown, you got this, you got that. You cannot, a judge cannot, you know, we talk about beauty pageants, for example. If the damn girl got, like, a stud on her fucking shoe, a diamond on her shoe or whatever, you can't, if the damn thing is modeling, if the damn thing is bathing suit, evening gown, and question, you can't possibly tell me you're going to deduct points because she got, like, a birthmark on her upper lip. Like, you can't do that. If there's a ranking system, you go by the ranking system. So there just needs to be, if there's going to be a judging, there needs to be a ranking system. I personally think judging is dumb. I think it's dumb unless it's for money. If it's not for money, it's dumb. Let people debate what they want to debate, and let people see in the battle what they see in the battle. Once you decide to put this and that onto it, it's kind of like, it's kind of dumb to me. I feel like judging is just whack. Like, if it ain't about no bread, let these niggas rap and let them talk shit afterwards. It's simple as that. Like, rap and then talk your shit. I think putting judges in it is just, besides, I just recently judged my first battle ever, and I was, listen, I'm never judging a battle ever again in my life. I will never judge another ever again in my fucking life. Never again in my fucking life, okay? Never again in my fucking life. Because the guys that it was Dre Dennis and Gambit, and Dre Dennis clearly won. It was a one-rounder. Dre Dennis clearly won. Clearly.
Okay.
Won. Me and all the other judges said that. It was three of us. The other two said the same damn thing. We all said Dre Dennis. But for some fucking reason, Nico's opinion matters. And this is like, oh, you said it's Dre because you was reacting to what Dre was saying. Mind you, I'm standing there looking like a dummy the whole time. I mean, I might have reacted to some of Dre's bars. I reacted to some of Gambit's bars. But let me say something. Gambit, this is one of the things that I always say, that it doesn't matter with one-rounders. It does not. It was a one-rounder unlimited, too. It was one-round unlimited. And I always say with those, it really doesn't matter if your round is longer. What matters is if your material is better. Because Dre's round was shorter, but he had better material. Gambit rapped for about 8 minutes. Cool. And the other six was just pure, I don't even know. I got confused after a while. I didn't know what he was talking about because he was rambling on and on and on. So people like to say, oh, well, his round was longer. That don't mean shit. If your round is longer but it's not better or has more material or the better material, then you still lose. You still lost. And I feel like you should never not have material as a battle rapper, as a rapper general. You should always be wanting more material. That's another reason I fuck with Jay Murder. Because that nigga always got material in his head somewhere. That nigga ready to do an on-the-spot battle any fucking way. As mama, how she ready to do an on-the-spot battle.
He has one of the best freestyling abilities that I've run across. Like, it's not many people that I can say, but and he legit freestyles, though, too, because a lot of people just pull some shit that they already have written, they just use it, and they be trying to be slick. But he caters to what's going on right there, right now. The rebuttal, the freestyle is definitely, clearly is a freestyle, and it's always fucking nice.
What?
It's like,
man, listen, I heard him do a freestyle once when we was outside of an event. He was just, you know, sparring with this nigga, and he was freestyling, and he said a bar, and it was the he said an entire bar, and it was the street. It was the street, the name of the street we were standing on, the number on the name of the building we was in. Like, it's just, that's crazy to have that kind of ability to come up with words that quickly, make them rhyme and make them make sense. Like, really, I respect anybody that got that kind of brain power. I need to start eating more carrots because apparently that's what the fuck gives you that type of brain laugh, carrots. So maybe once I start doing that, I'll be lit. I don't know. Shout out to anybody that got that type of ability, man. Like, what else dropped this week, though? That was Dan. We did Danny Myers. We didn't see Danny Myers and Swayze. I didn't get to see that yet. Even though
I didn't watch it either.
So I'm very curious to watch. And then we did Mike P. And we did Ryder and Snake Eyes. And I think that's pretty much it that dropped this week, right? Unless I'm missing anything, I don't think so.
I don't think you missed nothing either. I think that I need to watch those, but that's going to be something else. We are gearing up for, like, our predictions. I think we had, like, a Call Me 50 still on that. I think that's crazy ass.
You think that's true?
He might want to talk about, like, the battle. So I'm going to let him do that before we go into our predictions, and then we can get ready to wrap after that. So 410, it might be Ash. 410-842. You're on live with Pam and Gina. Okay, you're not on live with Pam and Gina.
You're a cornflake.
Huh?
Well,
I don't know
what it
was.
A cornflake.
Okay.
It was Ash. She ain't a
cornflake. She coochie gang.
She ain't a cornflake.
I swear to you, a lot of people, one, they are accustomed to seeing me and Nico together, so we are going to make sure we're pushing that branding for Pam and Nico. I mean, Pam and Nico, the hell you are, Pam.
That's the same damn
Pam
part.
Pam and Gina. We battle rap Pam and Gina, Jaquees J, Nico, Nicole. Y'all know who we are. Coochie Gang is the movement. It's female empowerment movement for the female fan and supporter. Your opinions and all of that matter. Your voice counts. We are here to push the female supporter. So, I'm laughing at people, Nico. I'm trying not to. But anyway, let me pull up the card for this Saturday, March 26th, 2016. For URL, it is at Irving Plaza. Doors open at 1 p.m. 17 Irving Plaza, New York,
ready.
New York. Huh?
I said I got the card up and ready.
So you want to go straight down or you want to start from the bottom? Let's go straight down.
Let's just start from the top and go all the way down to the bottom. So the first one is DNA and Kayshawn versus Duke Surf and Tay Rock. I'm already out of breath just talking about this shit. So I can only imagine what Saturday's going to be fucking like. I can only imagine what the Saturday's going to be like. DNA and Kayshawn. I'm going to go ahead. I'm not gonna count Surf and Rock out of the count because they've never done a 2-on-2 before, because I'm trying to keep an open mind. I don't want to use that against anybody that's never done a 2-on-2 together. Especially, well, actually, you know what? Scratch that. Because a lot of these matchups, a lot of them, this is their first, a lot of their first time. There's only three teams on here. Yeah, there's only about three teams on here that have actually battled together, and that's DNA and Kayshawn, Chess and Steam, and Matt Hoffa and Cortez. Those are the only three teams that have actually battled 2-on-2-4.
And you're forgetting about the people from the Midwest. Marv One and Quest McCody definitely battled together. They battled DNA and Kayshawn.
Marv One and they battled.
I want to say they like one of the first, they're like the first duo. Before DNA and Kayshawn was like steamrolling with it, I'm almost certain that they did it too. Like they were doing, they did it before them. I think that DNA and Kayshawn put on like more for the 2-on-2 thing, but I'm almost certain that Quest McCody and Marv One actually did it first. I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I'm almost certain. But
so
in,
when
DNA
I
and Kayshawn, the thing is with the
when
gun
I see
titles,
battles like that. When I see battles, like, okay, so with DNA and Kayshawn and Two Surf and Sarah, part of me wants to say DNA and DNA and Shine because they have hella history, obviously, clearly. However, I'm very curious to see Surf and Sarah. I do think that their styles are a bit similar. So I'm going to go ahead and say, actually, I'm going to say Surf and Rock. I think that Surf and Sarah is going to be DNA and Kayshawn. I think that, yes, DNA and Kayshawn's performance will be good. I think that they're gonna have that over Surf and Rock. But I don't think just because they've done this 40,000 times that just automatically gives them a win. So because I also feel like what Two Surf and T-Rock can write is going to be anything better than what Kayshawn and DNA can write any given
okay.
day. So,
So
if
the thing is,
and T-Rock have a good performance.
With 2-on-2s, chemistry plays a big part. So individually,
yes,
like if you match them individually, then I would say T-Rock and like, oh yeah, T-Rock can beat Kayshawn, and then oh yeah, Surf can beat DNA. You know what I'm saying? But together, it's going to be really. I haven't seen them together.
Yeah.
Their energy kind of. When I'm looking at it, like, and watching their battles, I think their energy will go well together. However, you never really know till they get up in front of them because, one, again, DNA and Kayshawn have done it. But I don't know because when DNA and Kayshawn stood in front of Quest McCody and Marv One, they definitely lost. Marv One and Quest McCody styled on their ass. Like,
yeah.
Without blinking almost, it was, like, so effortless.
Without having to try
the way they styled on them. It was effortless, like, so, and put the right people in front of them. The only reason that they look like they shutting other niggas down is because these other niggas, like, they didn't really work together. So, we gonna pray. Well, I want Sue Surf and Tay Rock to win, but I can't call it, man. Just only because it's different when they working together. I assume they've been practicing, and Tay Rock doesn't lose really on URL stage, so.
True. I'm gonna go ahead and just lock in Surf and Rock. Finally.
Okay. I'm rocking with you, Pam. I don't want to eat my words.
I feel
so
confident.
Surf and Rock. I hate eating my words. So this is make
too.
Everybody.
But I like.
So make
so
sure
it
you guys
ain't
tell
no, it
Surf
ain't no
and
big
Rock
thing.
That
it ain't no
Pam
big
and
thing.
Gina, tell them Pam and Gina does not like eating their words. We need them to win this battle thing. No debate. We don't want to debate this later.
I'm gonna go ahead and say Surf and Sarah. That's my final answer. Regis.
Okay, final answer. We lock. Charlie Clips and John John, the Don versus Big T and the Saga. So, okay, bit of backstory for people that are not really familiar. Maybe they're new because we have some new listeners. I'll see some new numbers. Big T is Quiet Money. He's from Chicago. The Saga is, I don't even know where the hell he's from, but he's a, like, kind of newbie. He came with, like, the class with, like, prep and things like that.
Saga
but
from Queens.
Both is he?
Yeah. Okay.
He's the Christian one. No shade to Christians.
Yeah,
I love you.
Queens.
They're both NWX. Now, they've been around each other. Now, whether they've actually worked together is going to be, that's up for debate. So I don't know if they did. When I first seen the trailer and they said John John and Cliff, I was really confused about that pairing. They could.
I don't see how. I'm not sure why you. No, that's not a. Actually, John Legend is that's probably one of the least
Separately,
on
no,
here.
Separately they're fine. No, separately they're fine. Honestly, when I seen Cliff's name, I just knew they was gonna pair him with Good. That's all. That's what I'm saying. I just like, oh, it's gonna be Cliff and Good. That's gonna be live. But then it was like John. I'm like, why John? But then
well,
I know they're friends.
I know why John.
Why?
I feel like Clips and John, they match up the teeth. I feel like they match up pretty well. I think that it's going to be a very interesting battle. You know, I already say, Charlie, my answer for this is Clips and John, clearly. Here's the thing. Charlie Clips, this is one of the reasons why I love Charlie Clips. He's a very witty person. He's funny. He's very witty, and he is charming, and he knows how to make the crowd love him. And John's kind of sort of like that, too. John's funny, and he's very witty as well, too. So I feel like that's kind of why they match up a little bit, too. So I feel like, plus, Clips has a better bars than John does. So I feel like with Clips' performance and bars and wittiness and with John's wittiness and his little thingy and performance, it's going to be way better than anything Big T bores me. And the saga bores me, too. Well, no,
okay,
Saga doesn't bore me. But Big T definitely has never said anything. Big T, I love him to death, but he don't move me. He's never said anything to make me grab my chest, grab my teeth, and be like, oh, my God, like, I've never heard of it. I ain't hear it.
Okay.
I feel like Big
T
and the Saga going to bore the fuck out of me.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate, and I'm not saying that I don't agree with you. I think that John and Clips will potentially edge them. I will say that. So I'm going to lock in with that. But I would say Saga actually, he's a great writer. He has great wordplay and things like that. Big T is a performer. So you mix that, you mix the Mr. Chilaka, boom, this is gonna sound. They have all the right tools and ingredients to make a fire combination. It's just whether they deliver or not. That is what it's gonna be, because I think that he raps, but I think he's a tad bit more laid back than Big T. I want to see him step up his performance, and I want him to help Big T step up his pen. If they can do that and then increase or improve together, then they could still make it a good showing. That they respect. I'll say that. We can say that.
Now,
so I still think that Gaga and Clips can edge it. Either way, we know that Clips is not going to lose in a room on URL stage because he got the cheat code.
There
okay?
you go.
Somebody said holy water might be nice. That's what I'm saying. The gun sounds with a person that doesn't really use gun bars like that. He has a nice chin. I can't take that from Saga. I just think that he's more laid back. I want to see him get in his bag with his performance. I don't doubt what he writes. I don't doubt what he raps. I want to see versus Charlie and John performs very well as well, especially on a big stage. You know what I'm saying? He jumps his way up and he where he at, and he actually is a great performer. So I'm going to need them both to I want him to help him where it's Big T lacks, and then I want Big T to help the Saga where he lacks. They have the potential to be very great.
I do think that Big T is going to bring that out of the Saga. I'm very interested to see how the two of them are going to play because they're so polar opposite, like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you said, the Mr. Chilaka, boom, and then you got the Christian Rapper. So I'm actually very curious. I'm very curious to see what they're going to come up with. However, Charlie Clips, fuck John right now. Charlie is so damn clever, okay, and
you
so
are
witty.
So
that's I am. I'm very ignorant. That's why I like you. I feel like Clips is going to, he's going to use that to, he's going to play that against them, that it's not even going to be able to work. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he's going to use that against them. Like he's going to try the Chilaka boom thing, and he's going to try, whatever he do. But I feel like Clips is just so clever and so witty that he's going to use that against them, and it's not going to really work. So, you know, and John might try his little thing, saying that, and that, I guess. But, I feel like I'm confident with Clips and John. As long as Clips don't do, because, you know, Clips the GOAT, so you know how he be just feeling like he can just stroll through and do what he wants. I just want him to pretend like he's not the GOAT for one night. I pretend like he's back fighting for his life. That's all I want him to do. I just want him to pretend that he is not the goal for one night and be like, look, we got to chew these niggas up real quick and then I'll go back to goal status.
He needs to prove that to me because the last few shows were less than subpar. And this is being realistic. We have
less
to remove bias.
Subpar. Girl, bye.
Huh?
Let's go to the next matchup. Girl, bye.
She
said,
we
got
it. Jones and B Magic versus T Top and Briz. Ah!
I got Chilla Jones and B Magic, probably a 3-0. Briz Rothstein is a snooze. I'm almost sorry. T Top is. I'm almost sorry. T Top got to be playing with this nigga.
I'm sorry, T-Top had to be with this nigga, man. Fuck that. Shut up, listen. So we go. I remember hearing P say this. So shout out to the War Report, and he said that the battle rappers. You remember when he was like, "I just want you to like rap your heart out, like fuck your opponent." Remember, and I was like, our first show, I think he said that. He was like, "I don't really want you to care about who's standing in front of you. I want you to, you know, saying do what you do regardless of who the opponent is." P said something similar to that, but he said something to the lacking of, like, he said, that you're not really battling your opponent, you're battling your last performance. T-Top's last performance versus, what's that child, Rex, if he can bring that, because he was actually, like, well-rounded. He had his jokes here and there, but then he still had his bars, he did his drug thing, you know what I'm saying, he hustled up on what up. That was a very good showing for T-Top, for me. Shout out to T-Top. Briz is kind of boring for me, and he always lets on super long on his little skinny ass, and it throws me off. Like, when he was standing behind Tink in that long-ass army jacket, I swear he could have been a tent because that shit was so fucking big.
That nigga was a fucking suicide bomber. He looked like a suicide bomber.
That's what he was. I feel like he had all the bombs and grenades and damn AK-47 rifles, everything cups in that jacket. That jacket was so damn big. Like, I hate to make that a thing, but image matters.
If you
know
you country niggas
matters.
You country niggas be wilding the fuck out.
No, hell, you park yourself. What Briz from?
You country niggas be wild. That nigga from the car, nigga from like North Carolina, South Carolina, some bullshit like that. Country niggas be wilding the fuck out. That country niggas be wilding the fuck out. Listen.
I think
T-Top and Briz
dress nice.
Briz
dress nice.
That nigga from
Y'all
country
niggas
be wilding the fuck out. All right? That's it. Now, I think Briz Rothstein and T-Top, I think they make a good team now. Don't get me wrong. I do. I think they make a good team. I just think Briz Rothstein is born in a motherfucker. Like, I really do. Like, I just... Listen, I'm off that. I'm off T-Top and Briz Rothstein so hard. I'm going with Chill Jones and Rematch 3-0.
It's not going to be a body. I'm going to say 3-0.
It's not
going to
be a body. But
they're
going to say Chill Jones and Rematch 3-0. Goodbye. Go to sleep. Good night.
You know what? Because Chilla has actually gotten progressively better with his performance. That would have been something I was worried about probably a few battles ago, but Chilla actually has improved with performance. So shout out to Chilla Jones, shout out to B Magic. That's writer's block. I think they're gonna work well together because they around each other. I think, to my understanding, they all writer's block, right? Yeah, yeah. So
I'm gonna
give it 3-0. Yes, 3-0 for the they gonna get back. Writer's
sorry,
block.
T-Top, you know you my nigga, but. Listen,
T-Top. He actually makes so super dope music too. So if you need to go follow him on what his damn fucking shit is on Instagram too. But his Facebook name is Terrell Bryan. He promotes there too. You can't be his friend, but he definitely promotes his music. Shout out to him. Chess and Steam versus Marvin Quest are going to style. When I say style,
You're bugging.
Did you not hear
what I said?
Chess and Steam. Listen, if he had a hard time barking on Shine and what's the boy? DNA.
Man,
no
we
shade,
not.
Though.
That's
it's a 2-on-2. It's not like Chess battling just one of them.
He's
battling a unit. They're battling a unit. They're going to lose.
Blah.
Chester seems like one of them niggas. I almost
Take
want to say
to lose to them
I'm
Detroit niggas. I'm finna tell you that right now.
Nah, you bugging.
Shout out to the Midwest.
Chester seems like one of them
Midwest,
niggas.
That's where I'm
Chester
from.
Chester seems like wild. No, understand.
You are wildin'.
When I say Chester,
you wanna put money on
shit on
me?
I don't have a problem doing that. Chester Steam is going to
be me and you look fire listeners. Me and Pam been getting along this whole time. But Gina got to defer. I'm not with that. Now, I know for
Chester Steam is wild on these niggas.
Shout out to the Midwest once again, man. Shout out to Indiana, Chicago, and Michigan.
Man, fuck all that shit. Fuck all
St. Louis, that's
fuck
all
that
Midwest.
Shit.
Shout out to St. Louis,
Justin
shout out to Indiana.
Gonna shit
no,
on
ma'am.
Them niggas and pick the shit
no,
up and
ma'am.
Slap them with it.
No, ma'am.
Yep.
No, ma'am.
They gonna
ma'am.
Drop kick these niggas in the throat. I'm not
no,
even
ma'am.
Too worried about this shit.
No, ma'am.
These niggas gonna
no,
drop
ma'am.
Kick these niggas in the throat. I'm not even.
There's no way you think that's possible.
That I'm.
You not.
Besides Clips and John the Don. Besides putting John the Don and maybe Chilla Jones will be back, this is the only battle that I am for sure that these niggas is winning clearly. Like,
nope.
Kudos to Marv West and Quest McCody, yay. Kudos to y'all niggas. The fuck out of here. Y'all niggas about to take the only loss. Like, fuck out of here. Bye. Good night. Go to sleep.
Girl.
Shout out to y'all niggas. Good night.
And
go to sleep.
Ooh, I'm so glad I showed. I locked in and I dashed for it because when they lose, I'm going to come back. I'm going to.
When they lose. This
and
is
I'm
going to
loop this
when
shit. And
lose.
I'm going to leave you voicemails. I'm being petty. I'm leaving all the audio on your page that you were wrong. I'm going to loop it.
Man, listen. I don't got a problem saying when I'm wrong. I just ain't been wrong yet. That's
you
all that is.
You are lying. You
I don't have a problem with saying I'm wrong. Pam just ain't never been wrong yet. That's all.
So who won
JC Eclipse? Girl, bye. Listen, we already know Clips beat that nigga up. So let's go ahead and go ahead.
There's no way.
But no. All jokes aside, I'm very excited to see Marv One and Quest McCody on the URL stage. I definitely, like you said, it's definitely a good look for the Midwest. We definitely need a lot more of them niggas to show up and show out. So I'm definitely excited to see what they come with. However, they're still going to lose. Good night. Go to sleep.
Okay, no. Next, look, that's the only battle we agreed on yet. So, next, Mad Papa and Cortez.
You know what I'm going to say with this battle, so I don't know what. You know Mad Papa and Cortez going to beat the fuck out of Averb.
Nope.
Fuck Young Ill. Let's pretend that. Let's not even pretend Young Ill here right now. Because I'm excited as hell to see Young Ill. I am. I really am. I certainly really. You know what? Let me go. Hold up. Let me take that back down. Because I see Mad Hoffa in the Brooklyn and me was just like, I see Mad Hoffa and Cortez in the Brooklyn and me just like, okay, go with them. But let me really sit and think about this. Because Mad Hoffa and Cortez have battled together before. They have teamed up before. And Cortez has been doing really well as of lately. He's been crushing the hell out of me. Very impressed with how he's been doing. I think because I can't stand Averb so much that it's kind of swaying my judgment. But I feel like it's swaying my judgment. I feel like I want to say Averb and Young Ill. I really want to say that because I can only imagine what Young Ill has to say. I can only imagine what is going to come out of his mouth. And come out of Averb's mouth. Jesus Christ, what could come out of Averb's mouth? I have no idea. But part of me wants to say Averb and Young Ill. Part of me wants to say that they're going to win. A little part of me wants to scream and I'm like, nah, Averb and Young Ill, but I'm not going to listen to that part. I'm going to go ahead and rock with my Brooklyn niggas and say, Mass House and Cortez, goodbye.
We are polar opposite because I actually like Verb, but I have been disappointed in him as of lately. I still love him. I mean, I'm very, 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 very excited to see Young Ill come back. I will say
very excited.
Cortez is a very, one of the battle rappers that's been a rapper second and has been slept on for a very long time. And he has been doing very well lately. So shout out to Cortez. The thing is, I'm leery of the older niggas. I'm leery of Verb and Math. I don't know. That's it. Cortez is going to probably do what he's supposed to do. I have faith that
Till is going to get back in his bag and be the young Till that we
right.
love, young Till, that young Ill that everybody, like the old Ill is back, young Ill. That Ill, I think, is going
to
show up.
A-Verb going to lose it for these niggas. I'm telling you the truth. A-Verb going to
lose it
for
them because New York, first of all, New York and especially the URL stage hates Verb.
Yo, stop saying that bullshit because Verb is corny, period, all right?
No, y'all hate Verb.
A-Verb going to lose it for young Ill. A-Verb. Yeah, we you know why we hate that nigga? Because that nigga corny, that's why. We hate corny shit, that's why. A-Verb going to lose it to Young Ill, for sure. Young Ill, we going to be so excited to hear Young Ill, and we going to be so excited when he say, then A-Verb going to start rocking. Like, shut the fuck up, my nigga. Like, shut the fuck up, Verb. Shut the fuck up, Verb. I want to hear your ass. So it's like, I want to say A-Verb and Young Ill, but A-Verb going to fuck it up. Like, I don't know. Let's put a question mark on that talking Cortez and A-Verb and Young Ill. I'll put a question mark on that. I want to see Math House and Cortez, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see Math House back on the URL stage because we never thought that day would come ever. So you know,
he was missing it, man. He was. I think that's why he was wilding. He was missing that for him. That's home turf, and he was. Whew.
Yeah. So we
he
happy
was
to see Math House back on, but. And we happy to see Young Ill back on. It's kind of like a welcome. It's like a kind of like a homecoming for the both of them. And you know, I don't know. I'm just listen. Sorry, I got to put a question mark on this one.
Cause yeah,
young,
that's what I said. Don't act like Bird didn't do it on Cortez.
Oh,
that
is
man. Right. Bird, you know what? And shout out to the Hood Chefs, man. Then you know that's a part of my heart. That's one of his favorite battles. Now that I think about it, Bird versus Cortez. And
Verb is fucking this battle up for me, man. I'm sorry. He
Verb,
really is.
Verb,
he is just
Verb
fucking this up.
Cortez. You can sit that down. I ain't trying to hear that.
No. I'm talking about Verb right now on this card. Like, he just making my stomach turn with this motherfucker. Like,
you
God
really,
damn
you know
it.
What? Talk to Verb like that now because Verb was one of the best that he made you really like battle rap. So he
who
just
made, who really like battle rap?
He accepted. He a villain to people. Y'all
he
made him
who
a villain.
Like battle rap. Girl, he made who like battle rap? Not
he,
me.
I said
not
some
me,
people.
Though.
Not you. You nuts.
Oh,
why? You don't care.
Why?
Not
you. I nigga ain't have shit to do with my playing
like
battle rap. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so our predictions are as follows, and everybody can quote us on this. As of right now, we are unified on everything, but... I'm not saying mine, I guess, but I don't know.
We
could have
done
it
besides besides Quev. What the fuck are these guys?
Quev McCody, Marvin, and then Justin Steen. That's the only one we disputed. Right now, Pam and Gina are rocking with Surf and Rock versus K-Shine DNA. We're giving it to what they call themselves gun titles. I think that was the image that I've seen. We edging it. Well, I'm calling the edge, but Nico gonna call it clear. But whatever, still a win is a win. Charlie Clips and John John versus.
She said
Nikki
she edging it. I thought the show. Damn, edging that
shit. I'm just saying. But Charlie Clips and John John are gonna take that battle. Chilla Jones and B Magic. We are clearly giving that to Writer's Block. Chilla and Magic versus T Top and Riz. Theme and Mark. She chooses. Chess and Steen, so shout out to the Cakes from Nico's end. Shout out to the Midwest from mine, because I'm giving it to Quest and Marf One. And then Mav Hoffa and Cortez versus A-Verb and Ill. I'm kind of iffy, but I'm going to rock with A-Verb and Ill because I fucking love them. When I first got into battle rap, a few years in, when I started seeing them, they definitely made a mark on me, and they was in my top five for a very long time. For very, 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 very. They just recently fell out within like the last year or two, honestly. That's being honest. But prior to that, they spot was solidified. Nothing could move them their spot for me. So, Verb and Ill. Okay, well, we love you too in the Midwest. Midwest loves you, Pam. Like, the Midwest
they
loves
should.
Pam. We love you.
Because I love them too.
You know,
I
the name of our
Verb.
Show
That's
is
all.
No Filter Radio for a reason. We do not hold any of, we not holding our tongue. We not biting our tongue for y'all. We tried that. We try and be as politically correct as we can. However, our opinions are our opinions,
it
and they
work.
Are not facts. For people's opinions or something, because there are a lot of people that are getting their feelings. And they, oh, y'all said this, y'all said that, you feel what? Listen, battle rap, that's what makes it so great. It's fun because we can debate it. And then some people are very passionate about it. And I rock with you for it because it actually is, like, very, 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 very dope to me. However, do not think we're saying this is fact, even though the lethal pen thing is a fact here about JC. That's a fact. But aside from that.
Okay. I like how you just throw that out there.
Shout out to JC. So what's your most anticipated battle? What battle are you looking forward to the most, Nico?
I would say, you know, Clips, John John, and Big T and Saga, but I'm actually not. I mean, Clips is gold, so I mean, whatever. I'm looking forward, actually, to seeing the most is DNA and Kayshawn and Surf and Tay-Rock. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing the most. We're looking forward to seeing Surf and Tay-Rock and DNA and Kayshawn. Very interested to see how that pans out. I want to see how that pans out because, like you said, Rock don't lose on the URL stage, but Kayshawn and DNA seem to have this whole 2-on-2 thing on lock. So I'm very curious to see how that pans out.
They don't really have it on lock because one, a lot of their rounds two of their rounds versus A Verb and Hitman was debatable. That's first. Secondly, they clearly lost to Marv One and Cliff McCody. So I technically.
Well,
let me
not say on lock, but you know, they kind of
solidified
it back a little bit.
They marketed very well because that's all their fault.
My
most anticipated is going to be the one we debating because I want to put up some money on this because you're going to lose and I want
girl,
to
go
by. Miss Pam, Miss Swollen
bye.
Around the colon, okay? Swollen around the colon. I'm just saying, that's for me, that's it. I think the top of. I think the person that might be like performer of the I think the people that's gonna do the best. I want to say Marvin Quest. I think that they finna show y'all a way to style that 2-on-2 for real, because they've been doing it since like a long time ago. I think he was just texting me and told me like. Earlier 2000s, like before 2016, the double digits rolled around, like early 2000 they was doing it. So I think that they're going to show y'all the smooth style into this 2-on-2. I think they're going to show y'all why they probably will be the best 2-on-2 on the entire card. So I'm going to say they might be the performers for me that's going to stand out. I like the way they style with it. They're so smooth, but they still command the stage for me. That's just me.
This ain't no smooth.
No. You know how you be like, my nigga, like, you can feel somebody's presence, but they don't make a lot of noise. Like, but you know they there. Like, you know Jay-Z in a room, but he ain't making a lot of noise, but you know he there. Like, he not, like, a loud character. Like, he's flamboyant and not like Jay, but, like, he's there. No, shut up. You know what I mean. But their presence is... Their presence is very strong, okay? So that's what I mean when I said I want a 504. That's a New Orleans number. I think I know who that is. I want to give them a chance to call.
That's who I think it is. I'm out.
If that is, and then once we let them say we have to say. And then we're going to wrap it. I'm not letting them be long because we're definitely wrapping this after we take this call, and then we're going to wrap. 504-462, you're on live with Chance.
Oh,
Dina.
God. What's
he
up?
Laughing because he knows.
Shit, I'm out.
How y'all ladies doing, man?
Good evening, B. Eric.
How y'all doing?
Baby Forbum, what's going on?
What's up, baby girls?
Oh, you know what? Baby. Shout out to B. Eric because his battle versus Fat. What's his name? Fat.
Yeah, it was B. Eric versus Fat. You.
It dropped.
B. Eric versus Fat just dropped. New Orleans battle. So if y'all haven't seen that, y'all should go check it out.
Yeah, definitely. So what y'all think about that, Jerry? Keep it real.
I'm gonna be honest because I'm an honest individual.
Thank you, Anita.
First of all, that was the best good looking battle I've ever seen. Both y'all fine ass motherfuckers. That's number one.
That's a sex appeal battle.
Yeah, I gotta get that. because I'm watching, no, Gina, keep it a buck, because when we watched it, we both were thinking, like, yo, oh, my God, these niggas, yo, keep it that. We was, I'm going to keep it a stack. I was like, that was watching it, I was like, God damn.
Y'all are good looking. Y'all are appealing to the eyes. But for the female fans,
very appealing to the eyes.
If that matters, because most guys only watch you on battle rap because they're trying to see ass. If for the girls that like battle rap, go watch Faz versus B. Eric. They both are styling on stage. They both got they're
no,
good looking.
No,
you got light skin and dark skin. You can choose.
Word.
That was like
fucking light skinned God versus chocolate Satan up there, you.
I'm gonna be honest. After I watched that, me personally, I gave it to the Eric. I thought what Scott was saying was cool, but he had bars, but he just didn't say anything for me that really just had me like, oh my God, like, oh,
right.
Like, we Eric had that whole eagle, the what, you said that, what was that body? So you said, like, something to eagle, like, you know, a mirror match or something like that. Like, you had plenty of bars like that. Yeah, you have plenty of bars like that. That's what did it for me, personally.
I thought that was funny, possibly, and cool.
Nobody
is what I said. But I definitely had B.Eric on it as well, so. You did good, B.Eric.
Well,
you do have something coming up this week.
Thank you, lady.
You gave it to B.Eric 2-1 or you gave it to Fat
2-1? I said 2-1, possibly 3-0 is what I said.
For B.Eric?
It wasn't no body. I'm going to keep it a buck 50. I'm going to keep it funky with you. That nigga Fat Year, that nigga had me feeling a certain type of way. When he started on rapping to me, I'm like, man, fuck all this. Like, I got a black on him, you hear me? I'm like, this nigga ain't nobody to play with, you hear me? So at the end of the day, like, I don't even look at it like no 3-0, but I look at it as a classic battle. We were talking that shit to each other. Like, and that's all that matter, you hear me? Like, I feel like y'all should really go watch that. I hope it don't go, you know, as a slept-on battle or whatever, you hear me? But, you know, at the end of the day,
I appreciate y'all. Once you get over here, shock about how y'all look, and then it gets me, you know, once you get over here, it's a shock. Then it's like, okay, let's listen to what the hell these niggas
talk about. Oh, so y'all are some perverted shit, like, basically.
Y'all
didn't
like, know. At least be honest. No, I'll be honest. I don't care.
Next time, you know what? On a bullpen, Sunday, I'm battling on a bullpen. I'm going to wear some sweatpants, you hear me? So that egg prank or shit. All right,
I'm out.
No.
I'm going to come out. All right, thank you, Tiara. Good night.
All right.
No. Tell me about the card. So the bullpen card is in Atlanta. It's John John the Don. It's the league in Atlanta. Stop me. Nico, you did very well until 10 minutes ago. Now you was.
You know, why
was
she like that?
Look. You wildly. Look, listen. She was doing very well. She was behaving. B. Eric, you did this because I shouldn't have put you
on. Oh, my bad.
I'm
so sorry.
Yeah, she was behaving. I had Nico behaving.
Come on, man.
I'm back. I'm just turned up.
Like, everything good with me. We turned up when we on the phone. Every time I'm on the line,
I know, but look, I'm trying to get you to talk about your battle that's coming up this Sunday. It's on John John the Don's league, correct? Bullpen battle league in Atlanta.
Shout out to John John. Yeah, shout out to them. You hear me? Like, you know, shout out to John John, Chris Petty, and them. I will be out there on the bullpen. I'm a fuck over clown. You hear me? Like, he a clown to me. Like, so I'm a fuck over him.
Yeah,
you know, I'm going to do what I do.
You battling C Money, correct?
Yeah, C Money.
There you go.
I'm battling
so Sunday,
that clown.
If you are in Atlanta, if you are not in New York, and you're in Atlanta, Morgan Brittany, if you are in Atlanta or in the area, you should definitely go support the card. I will post it once I find it to the Pam and Gina page. If you are not following and liking our page, Tell a friend to tell their grandma. Right, tell everybody.
Yeah, they'll fuck nigga and a fuck bitch if they're not following y'all. Straight like that.
That's what he said. It came out. You heard him, and I'm with that.
Yeah, y'all
you need
some
to tell a friend to tell a friend.
That's
Thank you, B. Eric. Tell the people where they can find you, like Twitter.
Thank y'all, man. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at BEricTheKid17, 17th, on Facebook at Beeric Mr. Molded. You hear me?
Molded.
AKA Bart.
Thank you, Beeric. I'm going to mute you now because we're going to drop our plus. We're going to write a rap, but stay on and listen to the end.
I'm going to stay on. All right,
you
do your thing.
Later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All
right.
Tam, you want to drop your plugs?
Dang, I'm going to drop my plugs first because they belong.
Huh?
They belong. I got to drop my plugs first because they belong.
Drop your plugs. Who cares? My plug
okay,
okay, okay, wait, no, I got it, because I'm going to just go real fast, because mine ain't that
No,
long.
I'm
going to
go real fast,
so,
I promise.
No, you ain't, I don't believe you. So,
I swear.
We got, y'all got a card coming up and everything, I don't believe you.
No, we don't. No, it's a true card. Listen, just make sure you find me, Nice with Nico on Instagram, Nico Nicole on Facebook. Make sure you also follow and subscribe to The Trap New York on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. It is The Trap_New York. There's a car coming up April 3rd, and there's another one coming up two weeks after that as well. So make sure that you like the page on Facebook. Actually, if you're in the group, go in the group too. And like I said, follow them on everything. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. See? That was quick. That was cute. And follow Pam and Gina on VR Pam and Gina on Instagram, right? And make sure you like our Facebook page, Pam and Gina. And tweet us, Pam and Gina. See, that was cute.
Yes.
I did a math.
That was real cute. You was cute with it.
Usually,
cute.
You know, I would have dragged out the whole Trap New York thing for like 20 minutes.
You like
but I did it math cute tonight.
Trap
Bastard. I would have done all that. I didn't do that this time. I kept.
So. For me, all my stuff is basically the same. On Facebook, you can find me, Jaquise J. I'm at my capacity. However, you can follow my Facebook. That's an option. But if not, if you are still like, I'm too like, whatever, you can go ahead and find me on Instagram and Twitter, BKA_Jaquise. That's BKA_JAQUECE. Like Nico said, please, by all means, go follow us on Twitter, Pam_and_Gina. Make sure you like our Facebook page, Pam and Gina. Make sure you also go like our Instagram, which is BRS Pam and Gina, and is spelled out. We will be posting pictures, videos. We probably go live together because I'm coming to New York this weekend for URL Double Impact. So I am there. I will land Friday. I want to meet some people. We maybe can do a few video blogs with a few people that are going to be in town. So if you're going to be in town, go like our Facebook page and inbox us, and I can reply from that. Somebody said accept their friend request. It's not. They inbox me. And they talk to you, Nico, not me. But I will be there. So we probably end up doing a few. You said what?
I'm going to go ahead and accept some further questions in a minute. Goddamn.
Okay. She got guys, whoever's listening that wants me to go to accept, she's down for it. But you can reach out to us on the Pam and Gina Facebook page. I have the page, and I can immediately respond. I keep my phone in my hand at all times. If at any reason y'all want us to see battles for PGs or people that's not even considered a PG, you want your battle, send it to the Pam and Gina page. We will definitely watch it, give you feedback. I think that our voice and our opinion has some weight. People, Coochie Gang, that's the movement. And shout out to Morgan Brittany. That is our big sis, man. She's an entrepreneur and is a black-owned business, better known as, if you're not following or supporting the brand,
BKA.
Definitely pick up all. BKA is the brand. It stands for better known as. So what do you want to be better known as? You want to be better known as a boss, a king, a queen, a sister, a friend, a daughter, a wife, a husband, a go-getter, whatever you want to be better known as. That is the purpose of her brand. She reaches out and is a positive thing. Yes.
Better known as Gina, better known as a Coochie Gang representative.
You know what I'm saying? Again, Coochie Gang is for female empowerment, so we're moving there. Thank you guys for tuning in this week. We will be back next week, of course, because we're going to have to do a recap, and you know we probably have the loudest recap ever. So I'm almost positive, like I'm 125% certain that our recap will be better than anybody else's recap. Because we probably have the most entertaining.
That's pretty much that.
That's pretty much fact. That's 100% all complete fact. Like, it's not pretty much. Like, we're definitely the most entertaining, and we're knowledgeable. So you guys should definitely rock with that. Follow, again, our Twitter, Pam_Ann_Gina. Shout out to the War Report. Shout out to Houston Barco. Shout out to Southern Battle Rap. Shout out to the Trap New York. Shout out to the Hood Chef. I got to get a Hood Chef love, because he definitely went and got something very special made, and he attached Coochie Gang aside. The Trap New York and URL, and I think it was High. I forget the other league that was there. But for us to mean something to people, we definitely appreciate all the love and support. So tune in every week. We're here every Wednesday, guys. If we're going to take a break, we'll notify you. If not, we're here every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call and listen, 773-897-6224. If you ever want to talk your shit, you press 1.
Press 1.
If not, you can just listen. We always post the online link. You can definitely listen to it online as well if you don't have time to call or you're at work and you can't use your phone. So if you can do that, I want you guys to go ahead and stay tuned every Wednesday. We do it for Woman Crush Wednesday. Shout out to Ash Cat. Shout out to Morgan Brinney. Shout out to my Nico Nicole, my Pam. She's one half of the Pam and Gina duo.
Hello.
We are here, ladies. Hello. Goodbye, like Nico said. Everybody have a blessed one. For those that are coming to Double Impact, I will see you there. I'm in all BKA this weekend coming, so I'm going to be blacked out or white. I don't know which one. I got choices. My sister sent me choices. So shout out to Brittany for that, for the pack.
We got options.
Everybody, options. We got options. Everybody be blessed. Make sure you subscribe and follow and like our page and all that good stuff. Everybody have a good night. Night, Nico, baby, my pam.
Love you. I'll text you.
Love you too. All right.